A new corner store in Milwaukee hopes to lure customers away from chips and soda and toward fruits and vegetables. As WUWM reports, it's one of a number of efforts to supply more fresh food to areas underserved by large grocery stores. Nat Grocery is in the Merrill Park neighborhood on the corner of 35th and St. Paul. Owner Jazz Carantour says there aren't any supermarkets within walking distance, so she hopes neighbors will stop here to buy produce, not just the corner store staples, such as snacks, cigarettes, and lottery tickets. She's posted signs outside telling customers she sells fresh food.
We have fruits and then a variety of vegetables like tomatoes.
Carantour shows me the produce cooler. It's pretty small for a store, about the size of a home refrigerator.
Mushrooms, and a lot of people here, they buy a lot of cabbage, which we're out of now, so today we'll, you know, stock it more.
But Karen Tour says she's still figuring out what customers want because the store only has been open for a week. She's learning not to buy too much of something that's not popular because produce spoils quickly. Karen Tour says she's also figuring out what she can charge.
Our fruits, they were 50 cents before. Now we put it to 20 cents to see if, you know, I'll lure people into, hey, we got them for 20 cents.
While the amount of produce Nat's stocks is small, Karen Tour says she hopes to expand it. If fruits and vegetables are a hit, she'll add another cooler and more shelf space. She says as a mother, she knows the importance of feeding children healthy food, so she's been pointing out the fruits and vegetables to kids and their parents. And Karen Tour says she wants to help those used to process food figure out what to do with fresh items.
And I'm going to start printing like recipes, like if you buy this and you can buy this, you know, you can make this meal and see if people will listen to that.
The cafe and market Growing Power opened nearly 2 years ago also is using recipes to help turn people on to healthier food choices. Executive chef and manager Deshaun Parker says a lot of people are buying or learning to grow ingredients for dishes they've sampled at the cafe.
I have a lot of my customers that come in and ask me, how do I make the avocado salad? They'll come and buy 2 pounds of salad mix, buy their own avocados, make their own avocado salad. I got some people that started making their own gardens, starting to make their own vegetables, cutting it up, eating it at home. So
the cafe and market is another attempt underway to supply healthier food choices to Central City residents. The shop sells items from the Growing Power Farm and other local suppliers. Parker says the farm fresh eggs have been a hit.
And our free-range eggs that we harvest on 55th and Silver Spring from our chickens. And I did have like 24 dozen. When I first started this week, I only have 4 dozen now.
Parker says in coming years, Growing Power would love to expand to other neighborhoods, but
It's a slow process. It's a very slow process. We didn't expect for it to happen, you know, within a year. It's going to take some time for everybody to learn how to eat healthier and for other people to know that we're here.
Milwaukee's Central City has a number of food deserts, areas the USDA defines as low income, where at least a third of residents live more than a mile from the nearest big grocery store. That concerns advocates for healthy eating, such as Venus Williams. She's executive director of Alice's Garden, a community garden near the corner of Fond du Lac and North. A few years ago, grant funding helped Alice's Garden begin growing fruits and vegetables for a handful of Central City corner stores. This year, Alice's Garden will supply produce to another half dozen corner stores.
It doesn't come just from the property at 21st and Garfield. We also grow food for the Healthy Corner Store Initiative at the Fondy Farm. So we have an acre and we are actually expanding to help produce that food.
William says the corner store program is part of a success story in her corner of the city. Some residents are growing fresh food for themselves, while others can buy it at the corner stores or the nearby Fondy Farmers Market.
Maybe 10 years ago, that particular neighborhood was a food desert, but it really is not a food desert anymore.
The near south side is the site of another success story, according to the Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee. Executive Director Sherry Tussler says the network of El Rey grocery stores and a relative newcomer, Cermak, provide a good selection of produce at reasonable prices. Even so, she and Venus Williams agree it's still too hard for people in many Milwaukee neighborhoods to obtain fresh, affordable, healthy food. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.